The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we're going to do that. Checking in at
number five.
Oh, why so much pain? But he knows.
Aretha Franklin is going to be laid to rest on Friday. But before that, there is a 2-day visitation that is beginning today. At a church in Detroit, actually at a museum in Detroit.
Yeah, the African American History Museum, Charles Wright Museum, it's officially called, in Detroit.
That was a special tribute yesterday at the New Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was once a preacher. We are told that Ms. Franklin is currently in a gold casket wearing red stiletto shoes.
Right, she's got her hot shoes on and a red lace dress. Picked out by the family, saying something she would have performed in, and her legs are crossed, and they released that official photo because they said that's how she'd want to be remembered.
Fans from across the world have come to Detroit to pay their respects, including this group from Chicago.
Come to see the queen. Respect.
The queen of soul. She was a legend, a beautiful soul. We're going to deeply miss her. She gave a lot to the world, and now we're here to celebrate her. And we are from
Chicago.
Came down to celebrate her. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
We love you.
Rest in peace, Queen. We love you.
Well, it's interesting. There were people who actually waited for 2 days outside in line because they want to be among the first to be able to go through the line.
Or to make sure that they actually got to see her, even though it's several days. The line is, if you've seen the aerial views of it, and it's been on all the networks and the cable news stations, it's several blocks long at some points during the day.
What are you doing in that situation? You know, I got to say, the visitation piece, mm-hmm. always a little creepy to me. You go to funerals as adults, you kind of get used to, first time you see a body like that, like as a kid,
first
it's always
time,
freaky,
freaks
right?
You out, yes.
But you get used to it as you get older, but at some point, it becomes, especially if you didn't know the person that well,
yeah,
it gets a little, you know, and then somebody says, I was at an event like that a couple of years ago, and I'm in the visitation line, and I was a friend of mine, and it was, you know, it was a political person from Chicago, mm-hmm. I didn't really know all that well, and my friend said something to me mm-hmm. that just cracked me up right then and there, right as we were at the casket. And you do that thing where you've got your hands folded in front of you and you're trying to act like you're... I just kind of turned down and then the family was just to the left, you know, like
could,
you keep going.
They could see you?
Yeah, well, you're like you have to pass them. You pass the casket and then you're past them. And I was trying to keep myself from laughing and I just started like holding myself up, and I got past them, and they go, oh, that is so sweet. I know. We're very sorry. You know, this is a sad moment for everybody in the family. We had no idea you were that close, is what the family said to me, because they thought I was crying as opposed to laughing.
They saw your kind of chest pulse,
I gotta
pulsing.
Go. I got to go. I got to go.
You covered it well, sounds like.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Oh, good. All right.
Number four.
Senator Lindsey Graham was close with John McCain,
mm-hmm.
and... this is a very divided political moment, and it's not even quite sure where Lindsey Graham is from 1 minute to the next in terms of this moment in American history. But he remembered his friend and his and this great American hero, and I'm thinking a lot of the ways that we hoped he would be remembered.
I remember that night very well. He had wanted to be president. He was prepared to be president, but it was not his to have. And I remember, above all else, the speech he gave that night. John taught us how to lose. When you go throughout the world, people remember his concession speech as much as anything else. There are so many countries where you can't afford to lose because they kill you. And John said that night, President Obama is now my president. So he healed the nation at a time he was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Those days are over.
Yeah. Remember those days?
The president last night at the White House, who was welcoming Christian broadcasters, mm-hmm. at the White House, there's not audio of this. This has now been reported that he said that if the Democrats lose, there will be violence. I'm sorry. If the Republicans lose, there will be violence as Democrats try to take away everything that he's already done.
Hmm.
That's really something. That is not. He hasn't even lost yet, and he's already threatening what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That is not. It's not the same. It is not the same. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Judy, what's coming up? Bottom of the hour.
Well, that severe weather is moving closer and closer to the Chicago area. We now have a significant weather statement in effect for Will and DuPage counties.
All right. And that will be on the web, by the way, at the bottom of the hour of the news. We'll go straight to baseball at 5:30. And then we continue on this very radio program at WGNradio.com, WGN on the TuneIn app, and, of course, the WGN app. Violetta's traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlan weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
All right, top 5 at 5 continues up to
number 3.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way.
Nominations for the 52nd annual CMA Awards are announced live this morning in Nashville. Luke Bryan nominated once again for Entertainer of the Year.
It's so rewarding because you get to share it, A, with obviously your fans, but, you know, all the people out on the road that make the shows happen. I mean, by the time I get on stage, so much work has been done, so much preparation, and you look at your bus drivers, your truck drivers, your band members, and I'm just kind of the guy out there in the spotlight that gets to have fun and sing for a living.
There you go.
And he does that well, that Luke Bryan.
Now, speaking of country music.
Mm-hmm. Number 2.
Perry Cavallari. We have a theory on this. We'll talk about this on the web coming up after 5:30, after the 5:30 news. We go to baseball on the broadcast on 7:20 a.m. We go to baseball, but on WGN everywhere, the WGN app, WGNradio.com, and WGN on your smart speakers just by saying, hey, play WGN radio on TuneIn, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You can join us in this conversation about whether or not the Cavallaris, the Cutler Cavallaris, are heading to divorce court based on what we heard on the Perry Cavallari.
So, what are your plans for the next couple months?
Got to move. I got to finish up. Got to I got to get my garden going.
Don't you think you're gonna get bored?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just running the world with Uncommon James, and I'm just kind of hope
in the wings.
Yeah.
5-year goal is Uncommon James PJ.
Is he gonna say Uncommon James on that?
Yeah, it is. And then my pad in Nashville.
Why? For, like, what would you do there?
Well, when I go to the office, I can just stay there then.
Wait, what?
Still don't understand that show.
I don't either. It's awkward, but we can't stop looking at it. I guess that's
it's
why
it's
the
cutaways of Jay. That's their price. Just precious and priceless.
Number 1.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
And Weird Al Yankovic spoke at the National Radio Hall of Fame yesterday as he received a new honorary star for his critically acclaimed work in musical comedy. During his speech, he took a moment to joke about the Walk of Fame stars that have become objects of protest over the past few years.
Sorry I even have to say this. I don't want to even have to ask this, but please don't pickaxe my star, okay, guys? I mean, I know it's all the rage these days, but that's not cool. Just, you know, that's rude. Just please don't do that. Unless at some point in the future I do something unfathomably monstrous and evil, in which case, sure, fine, okay, go ahead. Yeah, makes sense. But anything short of that, please limit yourself to spitting and... Okay, I have some class, people.
Class.
Oh, man.
Coming from him.
I never thought I'd see the day where Weird Al would become, you know, one of the most... There's a lot of things I never thought I would say in my lifetime.
True.
This is just one of them.
It's probably not even in the top 20, though, right?
No, I guess 100. Not. 100? I guess not. Well, he has certainly made a living out of this.
Yeah.
So
funny stuff.
Yes. Well, it's stuff, nonetheless.
Sometimes very funny.
All right. Now, reminding you, let me just explain what's going to happen here. In about 2 minutes, we're going to take you over on 720 a.m. to the White Sox Network, where you can hear the White Sox taking down the Yankees in the Bronx in New York, as they're playing quite well recently. If you would like to continue on with the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, you could do it. You could do so right here on the Internet, where all fine things are bought and stolen. WGNRadio.com, the WGN app. If you don't have that on your mobile device, you can go get that on your mobile device. And as well as asking your smart speaker or your phone to play WGN on TuneIn or wherever else other fine radio is found.